is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
Hello everybody, this is Daniel Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Okay, let's try that again. Lines are still glitchy today, but at least the station in New York is back up, as it was down completely yesterday, so progress. Now, hopefully, spirit willing, it's time for Awaken, Heal, Inspire with Patricia. Let's see if we've got her on the board now. Patricia, are you there?
Yes, I am here, and I'm so happy that it worked out.
So far, so good. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself, your show, and what's up for today.
All right. I am Patricia Anderson, and I have a whole angel blend full of technologies inside of me that have helped me heal myself and bring different types of techniques of self-healing to all sorts of people through different yogic techniques and breath work and direct mindfulness, as well as integrated energy therapy. And it's a whole blend of so many things. I have a lot that I do through guided meditation. And today, I especially talk about what's happening in the universal timing of this year in particular, and then how to balance ourselves within the energy of this new year as we're just starting it. So I'm open today, if there are callers, to heal some things, clear some things, get clarity. If that's not possible today, we have a whole arsenal of other things.
Okay, well, we do have one caller that managed to get through the craziness. Did you want to take the call now?
Sure.
Okay, let's take him while we got him. All ones, you're now live with Patricia. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Melissa from Colorado. Thank you, Newsful. So thank you, Ms. Nicole, and hi, Ms. Patricia.
Hi.
I've been a fan for over 10 years, and I have grown with the show. Thank you, Ms. Nicole, for letting me in. And thank you for what you said, because what you said resonates to me, resonates what I'm about to ask you. So it's I'm glad I called in. So my question to you is like, beautiful what you do with the angels. I want to cry on this because it's, you know, I love the angels. And so I, of all my life, right, I'm my, like in the 30s, like this is really like the first time. Like I see so many people, you know, we drive, we go to a store, or like you, like yourself, you take calls, you help people, or you're working. And I literally feel, man, I really feel more deeply in my heart. Like if I found my soul destiny, but I actually feel like I found someone for me, and I just feel like there's like an obstacle, attachment in there, and I just want to ask if the angels can help. Us help us reunite together, because we have had these conversations. It is if you can see the unblockage for the unblockage to go its other way, where. Thank you.
Okay, so are you ready to do? Are you in a position where you can do a little work right now?
Yes, ma'am. I was ready. I'm going to concentrate right now, and you do talking, yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, so if you will spend a few moments being settled in your energy, just taking a few deep breaths, noticing your heart, maybe putting your right hand on your heart, and when you pull yourself into your heart space, you're going to be back inside your energy. You're going to be more at home in your own heart space, reconnected into your center. And when you do this, you may have a practice of doing this, but there is that issue where I know how it feels. I know what it's like when you are certain you know about that person and the connection and what you want to create. Often we go outside of our very energy body. And when we're like that, we really are not able to be grounded and connect and come from a place of centeredness. So it causes some chaoticness. It causes an obstacle all in itself because we're attached to something on the outside, and that's not very practical, but it's also not going to be allowed by life or the universe because you're not really in your own energy body. You're outside of yourself, attached to something. So the attachment is going to have to break every time. Something's going to have to happen. And that happens whether it's a romantic relationship, attachment to something in family or in the type of work you want to do, attachment to a particular something that's going to fill up your bank account. It doesn't matter what it is. When you're outside of your energy body attached to that, then it doesn't work for long. And it can cause a lot of chaos. So breathe there and just notice and allow these words, because they're coming from your higher self and your personal angels and calling in your healing angels. Because when your human energy field is attended to and healed by your personal angels, healing angels, by your awareness of your higher self, when your very heart is filled by your higher self, just notice, are you breathing better? Are you feeling calmer? Are you feeling more at ease? Because that's a signal from your body that this is something that needs to feel like a regular possibility for you. So as you breathe there, you're going to notice that you need to anchor in the lower space of your body, because often we detach from that space. Maybe something happened, and that's when we get really attached to things from the outside. We're not even really able to ground into our own body. We call it embodiment, and it's a very powerful thing we want to do, especially this year. So you're going to notice that you have connection in your heart, and the angels are going to help you easily and comfortably have that energy wash down into the space below your navel and begin to fill up and heal that space with unconditional love. And when you feel that, you begin to feel more at home in your own body. Might feel uncomfortable at first because it might be something you're not used to. You might have gotten filled up or got attached to a different way of knowing yourself and experiencing yourself. So this needs to be a regular practice. And so when you feel that unconditional love filling up the space below your navel and you feel that warmth that goes from your heart down into that space, notice how it feels. And allow and give permission to the angel to heal that cause, the cause of why there are obstacles. Sometimes it's timing. It's not that you've done anything wrong. Sometimes it's also an opportunity to choose to be safe, to be protected. And so you're going to notice that energy below your navel, and it's going to go down your legs into the earth below your feet, touching into the ninth chakra below your feet to stimulate your grounding blueprint and to help you with grounding, especially in this year, and to go all the way down to the core of the earth. And when you touch into the soul of Mother Earth and recognize that the energy of the earth is here to support us, to heal us, and right now, you're connecting to the energy that you need in order to navigate better in life, in this year, and in what it is that you want in moving forward to create anything and everything that you want and make it easier and better. If you wish, you can release your hand from your heart and notice that you still feel your centeredness in your heart, below your navel, and that energy down into the core of the earth. And this is a regular embodiment practice that can help you stay in your heart, in the energy of unconditional love, in your feminine nature. And when you're empowered in this way, you can stay balanced in any situation for the most part, or discern whether it's not the correct position for you or place, where you can notice, maybe even be supportive of the storminess around you, but not engage in it, like you're that lighthouse of beautiful unconditional love, beaming out, radiating out that energy for others to see their light through the storm of anything. Notice how it feels. Notice how your body is giving you feedback. You might still have a bit of racing in your mind, so the angels are giving you something to focus on in the center of your head. Maybe you notice different changes in your sight behind your eyes when your eyes are closed. Maybe you notice that your brain is receiving that balanced vibration. And right now you're showering your entire body with the brain chemistry that helps your body be calm while you are also readjusting to being patient for your heart's desires to unfold. When you truly know your energy, you get to choose what's right for you. When you're outside of your energy, things are not necessarily a choice, they're reactive. So notice how you're feeling and go into that heart space and ask and communicate with your angels about how you would like to experience experience the next period of time, how would you like things to unfold? From the place that you are inside your heart, you're asking your heart, not your mind, you're asking your heart, and your heart's going to send signals into your angels on what is right for you and what it is that you most desire in the big picture. So notice how you're feeling. See if you can stay in this place. See if you can retain this place. And later, you can play this back if you need it. If you lose this ability to connect this way, you can always listen to the recording again and come back into it. Or you can find different ways that help you create this embodiment. So in order to keep it for a little longer, just place your left hand on your heart and your right hand on top of your left. And every time you do this, you're going to come into your center and you're going to go into that space in your heart that is all-knowing, that's connected to your divine intelligence. And you're going to be able to clear, connected to your angels, to your higher self. You're going to be able to clear whatever is confusing. Meditation helps you, and being in this space helps you. Being in this connectedness helps you with your angels. And maybe this is bringing you something new, a new way. So as you hold this embrace with your heart for just a moment, you're creating a way to redo this connection anytime. Refresh it and use it, expand it, make it stronger. But if you have another question, they're ready now that you're in this space to answer. Make sure you stay in your heart when you ask your question.
Yes. I want to thank the divine that I am. This earth plane, speaking of, I know that I'm right, and I'm just looking in my heart right now. It's really beautiful, looking at Mother Earth. Thank you, Gia, for letting me connect. I'm sorry for what's happening to you. I really am. It's saying that we're going to reunite in some time. In the future, to
perhaps in March.
March?
Perhaps. Just keep doing your inner work, because that really determines whether that's your true choice. I don't know. Only your heart really knows, your angels know, and everything changes in the future. It's hard to know the future. But we can be fully empowered when we do our inner work to balance, clear, to know ourselves, and to know our heart's choice and what's truly right for us.
Am I able to access the archangels and the other ones? I have connected to the serpents and the thrones. I have requested connection. I've seen them, and I'm here for a purpose of people free will with grace, like Menatron said, Michael, grace, free will, and just wanting to know, like, that I feel a very strong connection, that I know this person for many dimensions, and correction, or am I right?
Well, you feel certainly grounded in that, and right in that. I'm not certain about him, but I am feeling that with you.
What about me?
Well, that you know that's something that you would like, and there's still healing that's happening. So your answer is likely to come later.
Mm.
There's a series of things that they show for you to do so that you can clear your path, your personal path, moving forward. And when you're doing those things in your personal path, then you'll be grounded and centered and ready for the next, like how to engage with another energy in a different way, in a better way, a more long-term way.
So just make sure
that you stay in your heart and connect to your angels, and they're going to continue to unfold steps, particular actions and steps. Make sure you're walking a lot. Make sure you're exercising a lot so that you have a lot of life force energy that's flowing through you, because if you want to balance and engage another energy in a new way, your personal physical vessel, your groundedness to the earth, your breath, your movement, your walking, different things really help with that and help you also know the next right step. But I do see a door. I do see a doorway open.
Open the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm embracing
the
journey.
I wish you the very best.
Mm-hmm. As I'm embracing the journey, I will go, we can please do a quick blessing that I'm able to see more of the unknown.
Yes.
The beautiful unknown.
Yes.
Thank you.
Your angels are definitely helping you open that awareness. Just notice how you're feeling now, because everything that you're receiving is, sometimes it's in the unknown and unseen, but it's here with you. It's there for you. And they show you in different ways, new ways. Some of it you know. Some of it you'll go deeper into seeing, knowing, understanding. But make sure you keep your embodiment practice, because when you're here in your energy, you can magnetize and attract. When you're outside in somebody else's thoughts and feelings and really in their energy space, because you're thinking of them so much, it's like they could come to your home, but you're not home. You know what I mean? You're not in your home. You're running around all over, or you're missing them in their space because you're not in your space. Be in your energy space. Know where you are, where your feet are. Attend to things that make you happy, physically strong, creative, things that you love and enjoy that keep your heart full and happy. Because you can't be empty and attract. You have to be full and overflowing with love. Overflowing in love for yourself, for what you're doing, for what you're enjoying. And then you have actually love to share. The biggest mistake is we think that love's going to happen when we get with that person. Well, we can't have that because we're empty. We have to be full and overflowing and thrilled with the life that we have, that we are in right now, enjoying it, expanding it, creating in it, full, content, fulfilled. And then we attract something that, with someone where they're full, content, fulfilled. And then that connection coming together is remarkably enjoyable. So they're going to help you integrate all of that. You have the recordings for the future if you ever want to listen to it again. And every time you listen to it, you'll hear something. You'll feel, you'll get something new. And I do wish you many, many blessings. Very important for you to be full in your divine feminine.
Thank you. Thank you
for
being
here. Oh, you're welcome. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. And keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. Board's glitchy and people are having trouble getting through, so
hang on.
The buttons aren't responding either. Also, I keep getting kicked out of the host queue, so if you lose me, you're just going to keep on trucking till the 55-minute mark.
Okay.
So the floor is yours.
All right. We are looking at this beautiful year, and making sure that we're able to be fully grounded. This year, more than any year, has more of a challenging dynamic because of the vibration of this year. So I've talked about this on different shows before. When we're looking at the number 2023, when we add those numbers together, we get the number 7. So last year, we looked at 2022 being the number 6, the vibration. This year is a different energy. It relates a lot to the energy of the moon. And so that energy of the moon makes us seek more creativity. It can make us more productive. It could also make us a little bit more watery and a little bit more moony, so to speak. So we want to make sure that we are strong in our nervous system and that we avoid things that cause us to be too feeling-based. So when we're really settled and strong in who we are, then we know who we are and we know that we're empowered to create our own personal happiness. And everybody has the opportunity and the responsibility to do that. And we don't allow others to determine whether we're happy or not. That's just a key to check in on a regular basis. I'm creative. I am productive. I am in my own awareness of who I am. And I know how to balance and manage my own energy. So one of the things about balancing our energy, one of the most simplest things is always knowing that we have to walk. Walking helps us be in tune with the earth. It helps through the acupressure points and the nerve endings of our feet. It helps us be more grounded. So if you have felt like your mind is more active this year, it's because this year has more of a mental energy. That 7 is a lot more of a mental energy than last year. So we all have our own personal properties. We have our own mind vibration and brain vibration, how our brain is on a day-to-day basis. We've covered that in prior radio shows, that our brain vibrates at a particular frequency, but we also relate to the universal year, season of the year, all of that's in vibration, as well as how we are designed in the days of the week. So we don't want it to be too complicated. What we want to do is cut through and just say, have a practice that you know that keeps you grounded every day, keeps you strong in your nervous system, and keeps your brain quieter so that you're not in fluctuations. Part of the energy of this year and the moon is that we can vacillate from one choice to the next, have a difficult time choosing or just flitting through so many different thoughts at times. But when we're super grounded and we have a way to clear our brain, then we are doing far better. So I've even noticed in the earliest part of this year, waking up thinking, wow, this is a whole new rodeo. And I have a very strong practice, but I had to make sure that I engaged in the Nam Yoga practice that Dr. Levry put out this particular year. And he has something he puts out every single year that starts on the first day of the year for the vibration of the year. This practice I do every day, and it is amazing how it feels without it and how it feels when I do it. And so it's not a long practice. Normally these practices are very long. This particular practice is doable and it's short, but it is, for me, a requirement so that I can be more effective and take advantage of the energy of this year, which can give so much divine gifts, productivity, creativity, and also one of the other blessings of it is a lot of intuition. So when we are centered in our heart and we are grounded and able to be effective, effective and know how to keep our brain balanced, we can be very intuitive. But if we are not as clear about that, then we can get into some illusion this year. We want to be intuitive and in tune, not in illusion. So those are just some of the tips about this year. One of the quickest and easiest ways, in addition to walking, is to incorporate a breath where you're breathing through your nose. That breath through your nose goes right into your frontal lobe to clear your brain, to cause your brain, that frontal lobe, to open and be full of oxygen so that you can know the next right step. That part of the brain, the frontal lobe, is about those simple, easy steps and knowing how to be directed. It's like your direction, divine illumination, but it's you know, as simple as knowing what to do each step. When you do that breath, it's in a rhythm of three, so it's... When you do the ha, that's going to give your adrenals some food and a way to relax and release cortisol. So it's a great way to start the day, to do around the house, even as you're trying to get up, as you're moving slowly, and then especially when you get out to do some walking, or if you can't walk because it's frigid outside, do it in your house and do it in a rhythmic fashion, at least for 3 minutes. Now, everybody has to prove things for themselves. They have to prove it. And you can hear it, you can, you know, but until you do it, you haven't proven it to yourself. So I have free videos. I have really quick tips that I put out all the time. And just in this recording, for just a few moments, we're going to do that breath and just notice how our brain feels. Now take your left hand and place it onto your solar plexus below your chest and above your navel. Place your right hand on your forehead. And you're distributing healing energy. So you're just going to breathe in and out of your nose in an even breath at a pace that's right for you. So it could be slow. So you're going to notice your navel is moving. Every time you can feel it under your left hand. Now, when you do this, you're sending that energy directly into your frontal lobe to clear it and to help you know and see clearly. Now, take in a deep breath. Hold that breath. Don't get dizzy. And just allow yourself to have a quick wish as to clear those old perceptions. Inhale more. To clear all of that energy that gets stuck there so that you can feel a sense of trust and ease in your movement forward. Inhale more. And then release your hands, release your breath, and just relax for a moment. And notice how you're feeling. You just developed a certain amount of life force energy. Notice how your brain feels. Relax and center there for a moment. And know when you do this, you're giving your brain an opportunity and you're giving your system an opportunity to notice incremental changes. That something small can create a certain amount of change. A small change. So something more can create even more change. We have to come to these little incremental things sometimes to prove to ourselves it's worth making change. Change isn't always easy, especially if we're going too fast. So now we're thinking that there's not more callers, so we're just going to go into the remaining part of the segment to create any additional healing that we might need. for this year. Center yourself. Take a drink of water. And just know that we can have what we want when we want it. So our thoughts create habits, which creates beliefs. And those beliefs are proven based on results. And then we go through cycles. We tend to think the same thoughts. That reinforces the habits. And then that strengthens the beliefs. So in this time of year, if we want to have new experiences, then we have to have new consciousness, new thoughts, and new habits. And you might not even be very hopeful because you've had experiences which created beliefs. So let's just wrap all of that. And we're going to come to our heart and have a new experience. So in the center of our heart there is this beautiful energy that holds a connection to our divine intelligence, whether we know it or not. And when we come to our heart and we focus there, like you can imagine that you see your heart center glowing, you can pretend, you can envision, but you can imagine. And when you do that, your brain is already creating the brain chemistry. You're already creating an experience. Anything that you imagine that's negative is very compelling, but it's you, experiences, and imagining. If you want to have a new experience, it might be a little bit harder at times, but we're going to try that. We want to only focus on what we would love to experience and create. And we're going to make a contract here. The number 7 is also the end of cycles and the new beginnings. So we want to end the relationship we have with the past so we can start new. And one thing that we can do is decide that we're going to start fresh, we're going to start new, and we're going to give an opportunity to a new way of doing things. So right now we're going to have that experience, where once again we can put our right hand on our heart so that we can feel very centered in our heart. We can know then that we're tuning into our divine intelligence and the energy in our heart center. We can feel that that's a safe place, and we can imagine and give it a chance to go to that space in a new way. Now know from your higher self that when you're completely tuned into this space in your heart and you notice the space, there is a space in the back of your heart. Notice, even thinking about it, you might begin to breathe differently. Your mind might be going through different questions. But you also notice at the same time that that space in the back of your heart begins to expand and you begin to relax. And that space holds all of your records. It holds all of your divine intelligence. It also holds a connection to the divine intelligence of everything, to the all. So anything that you need, you have access to. Anything you need to know, any solution, any way to just be, relax, regroup, it's in that space. You never actually lose anything or forget anything. And in that space is a vast well of love. It's untapped. It's a well you might not have come to. Maybe it's something that you knew very, very well when you were small. that joy point, that incredible feeling of bubbly, happy joy. That's that beautiful well, fountain of love. So when you're in this space, that's what you're accessing. And when you come into a new agreement to spend time there, before you make a new choice, before you design or construct or come up with a new plan, you're going to create a new way of being, a new way of energizing yourself, a new way to restore when you go into your sleep. So this is the new consciousness and the intersection point that can call in any solution. Another part of that new consciousness that you might be aware of or maybe not is that whatever is happening already also contains a solution. So when you're going through something, you can begin to know that there is also a solution alongside. You're never given something that doesn't have a solution or a way out. You would never be brought here to be lost. You have everything that you need in your divine intelligence and then that intersection point in the back of your heart. So just breathe and feel what it feels like to experience that well of love. Picture and imagine that your higher self is pouring unconditional love into that space, adding to what's already there. You have the attention and connection to your higher self. You can have a connection to the sun, the healing source of power and strength and light and joy on earth through the sun. And you also know that you have your personal angels who are always with you. You can release your hand and relax as you continue to hold your attention in that space and imagine that your physical body, that you can picture it going into that space and bathing in that beautiful, loving energy, that there is more and more love pouring into that space from your higher self. And that you are being healed right now and infused with that loving energy. And that any empty spot, any old hurt or wound is being touched by that unconditional love. That your entire body now is overflowing in that unconditional love. And that the energy body outside your physical body, that layer is also being filled with unconditional love. That the emotional body is being washed and cleared of old held-in emotions by unconditional love. And that the mental layer outside of that emotional layer is being cleared of old thoughts, beliefs that no longer serve you, that hold you down, hold you back, hold you in struggle, and maybe the very things that you came in to heal and clear into new consciousness with this unconditional love, and allow that to be cleared now. Only what you are ready for and willing to receive can happen. You are fully in control when you ask to receive, and you ask to receive the healing in your highest and best good. You will. receive it. And now your spiritual layers, which held many different things that you came in to heal, is being touched and healed and cleared with that unconditional love. So as you expand in your energy body, you're also going to be noticing that you're sealed in a bubble of love and light, that the sun is protecting your energy body. So there's a sphere all around you, bigger than the space that you're in and bigger than your energy body, because we just filled it. You just expanded, no matter where you are. And when you're full of this unconditional love, notice how you feel. Notice how you're breathing. And begin to go back into the attention of that space in your heart, that beautiful well of love, and see in the very center is a blazing fire. It's a beautiful shimmery pink, fuchsia, silver, gold. It's beautiful. You notice it in the way that you notice, but it is a fire of beautiful light that, as you pay attention to it, it calms you. And it causes your brain to create the brain chemistry that you need to heal right now and to let go of whatever might be weighing on you, disturbing you, might even be an answer that you need, a problem that you need an answer for. And so you're going to ask your higher self and your angels to help you let go of these topics and cast them into that fire. Maybe some of them are hurts from the past. Maybe some of them are people that you just don't know how to get okay with. Maybe some of it is anger and resentment or different types of wounds. Maybe it's the relationship that you have with your physical body. Maybe it's something that you need and you don't know how you're going to be okay without it. You cast everything. And especially when it feels like it's weighing on you and it's a burden, you cast it into that light. Now, many of us relate to the freedom principle, to the forgiveness principle, that we are Christ consciousness. This has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with this vast energy that you already contain in that space in your heart. So keep casting anything, big, small. Do not hold on to anything as if you have to figure it out on your own. There's no reason for that. You are designed to work in conjunction with that light and to go free and create, explore, and enjoy and become even bigger in your ability to do good, to enjoy, love, and be joy-filled and successful in your purpose of being. So as you let go and you cast everything in that light, you begin to notice that you feel lighter, that you feel more at ease. And you can see yourself walking now through that light and letting it touch anything and everything, so that all of your cells, every pocket of energy, anything in your system is cleared, healed, made better, adjusted. And you see way past this light. You see through this light. There's a future experience that begins to look beautiful, delightful, and you begin to imagine a new future, a containing many different things from your heart's desires and many things that you feel might even be far-reaching and way out of this world. But imagine them anyway, because your brain is beginning to create the brain chemistry and beginning to magnetize and attract that future right now. So as you continue to walk through that light into that future experience, you're with your angels, you're still sealed and protected. You're moving in alignment with your highest self. And you do feel that you're walking free. Maybe it's tentative, maybe this is new for you. But do imagine a future that contains all that you desire and that you live in a free, beautiful way. Notice that you see yourself in that future and that you begin to see into the face of your future self, that you stand heart to heart, noticing the differences, imagining them, feeling the energy of this future self and enjoying that alongside you right now is a future that already exists, that sometimes you're very clear about and it calls you, it causes you to long for this future because it already exists. You've been creating it for a long time. Notice that, feel it, embody it. And know that it's transmitting into your brain and into your heart right now. And as you stand there, you move forward, you enjoy, and you see a beautiful white light that you go into to cleanse. Cleanse out the past. Cleanse out concerns or anything remaining, so that you feel fully cleansed. And whether that energy shift has created or not, it will come in every time you breathe, with every heartbeat, when you sleep, when you pray, when you meditate. Trust this and enjoy that. Enjoy the experience of feeling that beautiful white energy filling you up, cleansing you, healing you. And know that when you come back from this healing in a few moments, you'll get grounded, you'll integrate, and you'll know to move forward, to walk, to breathe, to nourish your vessel, which is the only vessel you have on earth, and to continue to work with your angels. So to keep the energy and to reuse it anytime, you can press your thumb to your index finger pad and just press it. And this helps you contain the energy. It helps you move forward on your path. That's what this mudra does. It also creates a program and pressure into your brain to hold this feeling, sensation moment and shift in consciousness, shift in energy, shift in the relationship with who you are. You're going to breathe for a few minutes, move your fingers, move your feet, move your ankles. If you have the luxury, you can drift off into sleep. But just notice how you're feeling and enjoy it all. Make sure that you feel grounded before you walk much or drive. Make sure you feed your body, drink water. Stomp your feet so that you are back in your body before you do anything. All right. If you've enjoyed this healing, we have groups that get together to do very similar healing and far more. for holding sessions, especially this time of year, for people to understand their divine life blueprint, which gives you clarity about who you are this year and what is your best advantage, what will move you forward in the fastest and easiest way. What is your life purpose? More insights. And those insights come from your divine intelligence in your heart. But when you get clarity about these blueprints that you are and how you engage with people in your life, the family that you came from, your children, your husband, people in your life, people that you love, people that disturb you, you begin to get very clear about who you are and why you're here and how to move forward in a whole new, easier, faster way to truly know how to thrive. That is a big focus that I have this year, and especially this month. We also have Shaktinam yoga classes, which changes how we engage with the energy this year and feed and nourish our body super well. And we have many energy healing and certification classes. So reach out if you've enjoyed this and want more. Wishing you the very best and true success, and knowing that is entirely possible, and we've had a good start, especially now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.